We're back on KCRW's Good Food. I'm Evan Kleiman.
So yeah, there's a lot of variability, plant to plant, species to species, genus to genus. That's what makes it all so much fun.
I don't think any herb affects me as deeply as dried oregano, especially the Mediterranean varieties that come in little bundles like a bunch of flowers, only dried. The aroma is singular and transports me simultaneously to memories of cooking and eating in both Italy and Greece. But serve me a dish made with fresh oregano, and I immediately want to push it away. For years, I've wondered why, so I thought it was time for a conversation with Harold McGee, noted food scientist and author of On Food and Cooking and The Curious Cook. Hi there.
Hello, Evan.
So do you have the same thing about oregano, or do you love fresh oregano?
I actually have never really noticed a big difference between the two. But I think that's probably because my encounters with fresh oregano have been rare.
Oh, that's so interesting. So talk to me a bit about oregano, the plant. What family does it belong to?
It belongs to the mint family, and it's a native of the Mediterranean area. And the mint family includes lots of other aromatic plants like thyme, rosemary, sage, lavender, and in fact, there's a different species in the Origanum genus that gives us marjoram. So even within the oregano genus, there is lots of variation between plants.
Yeah, I have to say, I've never understood marjoram as a flavor either. I've never really enjoyed it either fresh or dry.
Well, it's interesting because the dominant aroma compound in oregano is something called carvacrol, C-A-R-V-A-C-R-O-L. Carvacrol is a very particular molecule. It's a little bit like thymol in thyme. You know, they're both kind of aggressive and very, very characteristic of those herbs. But these plants in that family have lots and lots of different volatile molecules, different aroma molecules in them. And it depends on the proportions as to the, you know, the sense you get of them when you cook with them. And it turns out that marjoram doesn't have a lot of carvacrol. It, in fact, has things that are more reminiscent of pine trees and even a little bit of turpentine. And that's something that is also more prominent in fresh oregano as opposed to dried oregano. Does that sound like the kind of thing that you object to in those herbs?
It's interesting because it means that it's more kind of resinous. But I love rosemary. Like, rosemary is one of my favorite herbs. So is there a lot of variability within those two sets of plants that goes beyond just species or varieties? Does it matter where it's planted?
Yes, it does. And in fact, you know, the offspring of a given plant, depending on their growing conditions, can have very different sets of aroma compounds and proportions. So it's especially with these plants that put so much of their resources into making these aroma compounds, which, by the way, are defensive. We can enjoy them as human beings, but they're actually meant to deter insects and small animals and so on from chewing on them.
What's really fascinating to me about oregano is, I guess, when I first discovered how beautiful it could be in abundance was with Greek cookery, where often with meats in particular, or even on cheese, it's used with a lot of abundance, as opposed to Italian food, where it's used in very specific dishes in just a very small amount for accent. The floralness of it, I guess, has always appealed to me, and it doesn't seem to become acrid. Like, thyme to me, if it's used too much, can be sort of acrid. Also, rosemary can, I mean, it's easy to go overboard.
I think that probably has to do with the sources of oregano that you rely on, because, again, in my experience, I haven't focused as much on it as you have, clearly, but In my experience, I don't get that much variability from bunch to bunch or sample to sample. So I wonder whether you've over the years been able to kind of figure out which ones really match your palate, and those are the ones that you you're able to get.
Well, what fascinates me is you can get really great Greek or Turkish Mediterranean oregano from most spice companies, and certainly from mail order spice companies like Penzies or the Spice House. But then you can also get oregano in these little bunches that come kind of very inconveniently packaged on the stem.
Uh-huh.
And they're always marketed as, quote, wild, like wild Sicilian oregano or mountain Greek oregano. And they look different. The actual little flower and leaf parts that are dried have a bit of a different look to them. And they're so supremely aromatic. It just seems like a completely different plant.
Yeah. Well, they could very well be completely different plants. I mean, that's part of the challenge of loving these herbs is that, you know, we're not there seeing them harvested. We don't know where exactly they came from. We're depending on the various middlemen in the process to, you know, select the best stuff that's out there. You know, I can remember I went to Crete once, long time ago, 20 years ago, and drove around the island with a botanist, and we just, you know, picked at the herbs that were growing along the roadside and in the fields near the roadside and so on. And exactly the same species, according to the botanist, would have very different flavors depending on, you know, where we were finding them. They're just really variable plants and give really variable effects.
Also, there's the completely separate plant also called oregano, which is Mexican oregano.
That's right. Mexican oregano, it's in a completely different family. It's in the lemon verbena family, but it happens to produce the same kind of characterizing molecule of oregano, which is that carvacrol that I mentioned at the beginning. So it has that character, but then it also has very different sort of supporting cast of volatile molecules, which is going to give it a different kind of flavor.
Yeah, it's fascinating because to me, I mean, there are certain dishes that if you don't use Mexican oregano, it will never taste right.
Yeah. And there's another plant that's called often Cuban oregano. Sometimes it's also called Mexican mint, which is really confusing. But it is from the mint family. It's not the regular oregano species or genus. It comes actually from Africa. And it also has carvacrol as the main component. So it does smell at first blush like oregano. But again, it has a very different set of supporting smells and gives a different effect when it's cooked with.
It's interesting. I was talking to Steve over at Rancho Gordo,
uh-huh.
And he also markets something that he calls oregano indio. And I asked him what it was, and he said, basically, it's just a wild herb that the bean-growing communities that he works with pick, and they just call it oregano, even though it doesn't look anything like oregano. It has that similar lemony, earthy, but less floral aroma to it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing about the plant world that there is this kind of profusion of molecules and combinations of molecules that give us different effects to play with.
Yeah, I just love how geographical cuisines are. So I'm curious, what is your favorite use for dried oregano?
Actually, you mentioned on cheese with a little bit of olive oil, nibbling and sipping a glass of wine and chatting with friends. That's what comes to my mind first.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go make some lamb chops with tons of olive oil and garlic and oregano on them.
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much, Hal.
Okay, thank you, Evan.
That's food and science writer Harold McGee. We've been dishing on oregano. That is it for our show this week. In case you missed any of it, as always, you can listen on our website or you can listen on KCRW's mobile app. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And as always, leave us a review, please, if you liked what you heard. My thanks to the Good Food team, Nick Liao, Laurel Garcia, Joseph Stone, Chuck Previtary, and Ronnie Mickelson. Special thanks to Laura Kondarajan, Amy Ta, Kenny Ng, and Jacqueline Kim. I'm Evan Kleiman. I'll be back next week with more Good Food.